Windows or doors sticking? Cracks in your drywall or brickwork? These can be signs of a structural foundation problem. PermaSeal can help with that. Free inspections, transferable warranties, financing, and peace of mind. PermaSeal, 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
Does it get any better than Chicago food? From longtime favorites to newly opened locations, Italian beef joints to pizza places, burritos to sushi, Chicago's very own Eats celebrates a wide range of food and restaurants in the greater Chicagoland area. Hosts Kevin Powell and Michael Piff welcome you into their daily food talk in the WGN Radio Break Room as they discuss their latest foodie adventures, their top five lists, the latest social media arguments, interviews with chefs, and conversations with local celebs about their favorite places to eat. This is Chicago's very own Eats.
Welcome into a fresh episode of Chicago's very own Eats. I'm Kevin Powell alongside Mike Piff and live in studio in downtown Chicago, 303 East Wacker. Billy Zerkat, frequent guest on the podcast. He reached out recently. We're always kind of all of us texting about stuff. You got a million things going on all of the time. Billy is raising money. He's doing cool Bears-themed pizzas. He's doing pop-ups. He's got a signature trip in Billy Pizza. I recently had your Jardinera salsa in a partnership with Caruso's. Mm-hmm. I've been grazing on that. It is fantastic. It's good to see you, my friend.
Thanks, fellas. I appreciate it. Am I the most tenured?
So you are like right there. We used to have Nick Kindlesberger on all the time, but I think you've surpassed him. So
eat it, Nick.
CVOE All-Stars.
I think I'm four-time.
Yeah. We'll make a plaque for you or something like that.
I want my own like wing here. Yeah. The Billy Z dedicated
frequent
wing
guest
patch for you.
Yeah, thanks for having me as always, guys. I appreciate you.
Well, what should we start with? You've got another collaboration coming up it's in Highwood, right?
Highwood and Lakeview. So what I'm doing, Trip and Billy Chicago tour, where I take my Trip and Billy pizza and I bring it to different pizzerias. This is stop number 21. It's also in conjunction with the chef series at Alex's Washington Gardens, which is in Highwood. And they have a second location in Lakeview called WG's Pizza. So it's their chef collab series, also my 21st Tripping Billy collaboration.
Yeah, and if anybody's not familiar, the Tripping Billy is your signature pizza, and you basically partner with pizzerias around Chicago, in Chicago, in the burbs, and for a limited time, you serve your signature Tripping Billy pizza at their location.
Yep, so the Tripping Billy, my namesake pizza, is named after my muscular dystrophy diagnosis 4 years ago. I was diagnosed with a rare form of muscular dystrophy called limb girdle, which is a disease that breaks down your legs, breaks down the muscles in your legs. So I played sports my whole life. Over the last 12 years, I started experiencing these issues where I was falling, losing my balance, and it took 8 years, but I was diagnosed in March of 2021 with limb girdle muscular dystrophy. I created this pizza. It's a shishito pepper cream sauce, corn, pickled jalapenos, mozzarella cheddar. It is my namesake one-of-one pizza that I use to raise funds and awareness for the Muscular Dystrophy Association that kind of helped start this whole crazy ride for me the last 3.5 years. It's helped me raise over $73,000 now for the Muscular Dystrophy Association. And I take that topping combination and I bring it to the different pizzerias around the cities. I've had historic collaborations with both Pete Quads, Geno's East, you name it. Like
and
the
Manny's,
who.
You did the Knish series.
Yeah, I've done all sorts. Yeah. I've done over 95, close to 100 pop-ups the last 3.5 years and collaborations around the city. But the next one is with Alex's Washington Gardens. It's going to be a tavern-style pizza. It's going to kick off all of August at both locations. So if you're up in the suburbs, which usually my pizzas aren't available in the suburbs, I've only done one other one, and that was at Kim's Uncle. I've never really done suburban collaborations, but I'd like to obviously do that as the story continues to be told. But that'll kick off August 1st, available all month, and a portion of the proceeds will be going again to the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
So how do these collaborations usually work for you? Are they reaching out to you? Are you kind of just scouting, hey, I like that pizza spot, maybe I can do it there?
It kind of started with me kind of making like a little like goal and list. And I typically am going to do these collaborations with, you know, larger, well, more well-known pizzerias, and that's not a knocking the independent spots. That's not the problem. I'll hit them all eventually, but the idea is I want eyes and ears. More than any dollar that I can raise, the eyes and ears are more important. So if I can parlay the audiences of these places, like, you know, like a Middlebrow, like a Pequod's, like places that have massive reach, mm-hmm. I just want to tap into that. And so I'll usually reach out to these places, pitch the ideas. Alex's Washington Gardens, though, reached out to me, and some places been doing it. Now, I've put in the work, and I have a resume in order now, where, you know, it's no longer, I'm not this like random person that's like, hey, can we do something together? I have it out there.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of press, obviously, thankfully to you guys as well, giving me the shine to do this. But yeah, they reached out to me, and typically it's kind of cool now. Places will reach out to me and say, hey, would you like to do a collaboration?
And then what's the process? Because you're going into a kitchen that's not your kitchen. Do you mm-hmm. kind of talk with their head chef and just walk them through how you make your pizza? Just a cool, like, hey, let's get in the kitchen, make the pizza.
In these situations where it's like a collaboration, typically, and this is not even just with this pizza. This could be with a sandwich. Like, I have a breakfast sandwich at Lula Cafe right now in Logan Square.
Lula Cafe.
Yeah, we got to talk about that one, too, because that one means a lot to me. But with the pizza or anything, really, I'll come in. I'll show them, I'll send them a recipe, I'll show them how to do it, show them the build, kind of teach them, and then I can step away and just do the promotion of it, and they take care of the day-to-day. I'm not grinding in there, you know, making the pizzas. I'm not working at these spots. Mm-hmm. But if I'm doing a pop-up, for example, if I have a pizza pop-up, that's different, because I have one on this coming, well, depending when this airs, but it'll be Tuesday the 29th. I have a pop-up series I'm doing once a month, tavern-style pizza at Bang Bang Pie in Logan.
Awesome.
Well, those are my pizzas. I'm in grinding, making the dough. I'm making all the pizzas. I'm providing everything. That's a little different because it's a pop-up. With the collaborations, it's more like, hey, this is how we do it. I sit back. I'll start to do the promotion of it. I'll help with that. They execute on a daily basis.
I love it.
Yeah.
It kind of seems like a lot of these partnerships, and I'm seeing this from afar, that mm-hmm. they kind of match almost your personality and like kind of what you're going for with a lot of that. Do you find that's the case?
Yeah. I mean, I don't turn down people, but I'm going to go to places that fit either that I frequent as a customer, as a patron myself, fit my aesthetics, fit my beliefs, and I kind of go that way. All these places around there's been some type of connection to it for me. Whether it's something like Gino's East, like I haven't been to Gino's East constantly in the past 5 years, but growing up I did. It's a Chicago icon. I'm born and raised in Chicago. So it's like, this is what I know. And like an example of Lula Cafe, I've lived in Logan Square for 13 plus years. Lula's been around since 99, and I would go there every Sunday well before my muscular dystrophy diagnosis with my dog and have brunch and sitting on the patio. And so when I get like a message from them who reached out to me, hey, would you like to collaborate in a breakfast sandwich with us? They don't do that. They don't do collaborations like that. They'll do chef dinners and things, but they don't have like menu collaborations. Mm-hmm. So it's an honor when a place like that reaches out to me and I can, you know, have my name on that menu. It's kind of crazy to think where I came from as a home cook to now having my food on some of the best menus in Chicago. It's wild.
All right, so the collaboration is going to be all throughout August. Mm-hmm. Let's also talk, I don't know if you want, you have other things to get to as well.
Sure.
I also want to touch on, because football is back, Billy.
Oh,
I don't know if you heard.
I've been saying it for months.
Training camp is underway up in Lake Forest, and you've done the past 2 years, right?
Yeah, this is the year three.
You do the cool, like, hey, who's the opponent? I'm going to do a themed pizza for like ingredients of the opponent. Is this coming back for year three?
Chicago Squares
Chicago
is the name
Squares
of the series, where I make a tavern-style pizza inspired by the Bears' opponents. That's the tagline. Actually, the tagline is, no matter if they win or lose, at least the pizza was good. That worked out to be gold. I just said it one day, and then the Bears have just been awful. So it's been it's been great. But no, I'm bringing it back for year three. A little different this year. Last year, I partnered with Pizza Mata to sell the pizzas. I'm not going to do that this year. Just ends up being a little bit tricky to try to like plan logistics, and I don't want to also have to worry about the livelihood of a restaurant. It's a fun internet series. I'm trying to push it out to make it bigger this year. Trying to partner with hopefully media companies. Maybe find a sponsor. So if there's any sponsors listening out there, like, hey, want to help?
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to grow it more than just that, because I feel like there's so much potential. Like, the goal in the future for Chicago Squares, one day, and I'm speaking this out loud, and I get this on the radio because I want, or on the podcast because I want to speak it into existence. I truly believe in that. You just speak things in, and it works somehow. The goal is one day to make this a partnership content series with the Bears.
Yeah,
and ideally, I'd like to do longer form videos where I'm actually in making the pizza with a player, with a coach, with a member of the media who's from the other city that could talk about the food culture. I talk about the premise of the pizza. and make it a cool, fun content series.
What do you think about us helping amplify? I know I'm kind of talking shop here
right now.
But helping amplify that as we have our weekly Hamp and OB show, but we do Bears content. So maybe we can kind of help with the announcement of each week's
I'm always open to it.
You've got some great opportunities here with this schedule, Billy.
Let's talk about that.
We don't have to go through the entire schedule, but like Philly, you're going to dial up something elite there.
Yeah, so the moment the schedule released, I literally scouted out the whole season.
Yeah.
So I know what I'm making. The hardest parts, like there's some cool ones. I'm looking forward to, obviously looking forward to Philly. Philly's gonna be huge. I'm not doing a cheesesteak. So that's I'm gonna do a pork and greens. Pork and greens, roast pork.
Gotcha.
Philly roast pork is cheesesteak is the obvious one, and that's fine. But I'd rather, and if I might even do a cheesesteak one. I might do two just for the hell of it because I love Philly. Philly food culture is awesome.
You got New Orleans, Baltimore.
Baltimore's gonna be cool. I'll do a crab cake most likely a crab cake pizza for Baltimore.
Giant crab cake?
Yeah, it's gonna just turn it into a giant crab cake.
It's like New Orleans, the Geno's East patty, but it's crab cake.
Yeah, seriously, I'll make a. I already have it planned out, like in my head. I'm gonna do a crab cake filling and spread it out.
New Orleans is endless. I mean, you have so many opportunities.
New Orleans, I did. So New Orleans, I did them. The Bears played them the first year, and I did a jambalaya pizza.
Right,
but I will do something different this time. Baltimore would be cool. We talked about the crab cake for Baltimore. Who else? There's another one that I saw. I think they play the Cowboys to start the season
brisket on there.
Yeah, so look, I mean, that one's kind of obvious.
For New York, you're just going to do New York style pizza?
No, I'm going to do I'm going to do a chopped cheese pizza.
Chicken cutlets. They love the cutlets over there.
There's somebody for, what's his name? Their backup.
DeVito.
Tommy DeVito.
Tommy Cutlets. Former Illini.
Yeah, that's right. Chicken parm pizza. There's so many.
Cincinnati.
Skyline Chili.
Yeah, right.
Skyline Chili.
All right, so
obvious.
you got a lot.
The hardest thing to do with the series is it's year three. There's only so many times I can repeat the same things for the divisional opponents.
Yeah, right. That's true.
And so I do have to do crossover because like I can't assume, just like radio, you can't assume that someone's listened to you before. You know, it's always changing. So like I can't, within good nature, do a Packers pizza and not do like a cheese or brat pizza.
Right.
But I will make it look different. I will, you know, I can tweak some
things. You can change the sausages.
Yeah,
right?
Change the sausages. Like, the look of it will be different. No, so, but it's Chicago Squares is like my baby and I'm like so excited about every year. And it's cool. It like took over. Like I started posting in the Bears subreddit, the actual Bears official subreddit last year for the first time. And it became like, I became kind of like the darling of the subreddit. People were like, we look forward to this every week.
Oh,
and
that's awesome.
It was fun. So,
and for anybody that doesn't know, Billy has a background in sports. I mean, all of us in Chicago are huge sports fans, but you worked at ESPN.
Mm-hmm. ESPN 1000 here in Chicago.
So like you know the sports scene and all of that. So like you're locked in.
Yeah, I love to merge food and sports. I mean, that's my it's like my old life and my new life brought together and try to make the most of it. I mean literally just I launched my own podcast recently too. I do a food and sports podcast called Over the Line.
Love it.
With Dan Jacobs, a chef from Dan and Esther Evan Milwaukee, who's also a big sports fan. And so I think it's my niche. I think it's a niche that's out there that hasn't been really filled. And I think I can, you know, it's just telling the story of my life. That's why everything, I'm blessed in this whole experience in the last, like, you know, three and a half, 4 years. You know, my Instagram name is The Real Billy Z, and that was made as a joke. Like, I always made fun of celebrities that had, like, The Real Tom Cruise or whatever. I did that. But it's funny. It's also true because, like, the person that you see online is the same person I am in real life. I'm literally the same person. And I am making the most of a difficult situation by just doing things I love.
And look, we all know the social media can be terrible in many ways. But you've taken full advantage of social media and just using an online platform to spread your message, really.
Yeah, I try.
In other ways, too, like being at a radio station. But I think you've done a great job. Like, I love, you're a great follow, right? As
Thank
we
you.
Say these days. Because it's like,
Appreciate
what's Billy
it.
Cooking?
And consistently.
What's Billy having for breakfast today? You know, like that's.
I try.
And you're all. And I think, too, obviously, everything you're doing is raising awareness and raising money, too, which is awesome.
Yeah. I'm trying. And I'm in a unique position. When I started, I said I was going to take this to the moon. I remember telling my girlfriend at the time, now wife, Rachel, I would tell her, like, yeah, this is. I'm going to take this to the moon. And I didn't know what that meant at the time. I just knew that I was going to work hard, and I always worked hard, and I knew I would turn this into something. Now, you know, 3.5 years into this, it's like, it's more than, I'm always going to continue raising money for charity, and I love that. I love speaking out. I've become essentially the poster child for someone with rare disease and muscular dystrophy, and I've taken the role and belief that I, you know, like the voice of the voiceless, and I want to be the person that represents a community of people that maybe doesn't have representation, but also, like an onion, my story has many layers. And right now, I also want to make this my career. I do this all with a full-time job unrelated to food and what I do. And it's tiring. And I have a rare disease. I have a disability. And I'm tired. And people don't know the amount of things that I'm grinding trying to do. So I'm in a position where I'm trying to make this a career. And I'm not trying to open a restaurant. I'm not trying to open a pizzeria physically. I don't want that for myself. Media is the way for me to go. My career was in media before. I want to work in sports and food media now and create my niche. And I'm trying to build something, and it's tiring. Yeah. And living online, we mentioned this before. Yeah. We walked in. I took a social media break. Last week, I literally uninstalled Instagram and TikTok because I was feeling the pressure of, like, for the first time ever, worrying about views and looking at growth when I don't care. I don't follow trends. I'm going to do whatever I do. And whoever wants to follow with me can follow with me. But it was weird because I can feel like my mental health was changing a little bit. I was putting a lot of pressure on myself because as much as this has been great and there's been cool experiences, I'm human too. Some of that stuff can bring me down. And I was starting to get down because I felt like I was, even though on the outside it looks like I'm always growing, I felt like I was stagnant. And I know that's probably not the reality, but for me, who's putting all this pressure on himself, I was feeling a little burnout. So I literally uninstalled these things and took a couple days away to give myself a little perspective. Like, dude, like, you don't need to make yourself accessible to everybody at all times like I am. And that's hard, but I'm learning how to navigate this all on the fly. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm doing the best I can.
Yeah.
And I'm trying my best to make it work. And I know it will. It will. This is all just a part. This is just not even scratching the surface.
You already are making it work, Billy. What's the amount of money you've raised and the awareness you spread? Let's talk about your podcast. You've launched a new one. I know you already mentioned it, but tell us a little more about that.
Sure.
I'm sure everybody now knows where to get podcasts, but plug away the podcast.
I really appreciate it. First off, we got to have you guys on. We haven't had guests yet. We just kind of been starting this out. So the premise of the show, it's called Over the Line. It's a podcast that blends the world of food and sports. It's myself and then, again, Chef Dan Jacobs, who is the head chef and owner of Dan Dan in Milwaukee and also Estrev. He was also the runner-up on the last season of Top Chef. He, like me, though, also has a rare neuromuscular disease called Kennedy's disease. It's similar to ALS, but it's not as fatal as ALS is. But he basically has problems with his legs and sometimes grip and also some speech as well. But we connected through disease. He reached out to me a couple years ago when the Tribune featured my story, and we became friends. And I admire everything he does as a chef because he's a killer chef, and I learn a lot from that. But also, that factor that brought us together was sports. We always lamented about sports together, whether it's the Bears or the Bulls. He's actually a Bucks fan because he lives in Milwaukee now, and he kind of adopted the Bucks. But we connected, and he was thinking about, like, next steps in his career. He's a few years older than me, and he's like, you know, I'm just kind of thinking ahead, and I wanted to do a podcast. I was initially thinking about doing, like, a political podcast, but my wife is like, why don't you talk to Billy? He's got a background in media. He just loves sports. Why don't you guys do a food and sports podcast? I've also thought about that. My background, again, is in media. I worked in radio, and I talk. I'm a talker, so, like, I can do that. So the premise is we talk food and sports. We talk different news and everything. We do different fun segments. We started this draft segment where that's obviously not original. Everybody does a draft, but we do a draft.
Drafts are fun though.
But we want to have guests on, and we're going to start doing that soon. We're going to have different different chefs, different members of the media, and the goal is to get players and coaches and people that have that crossover, because the worlds of food and sports are very similar. A kitchen staff is the same thing as a team. They work together. You're going to have your star players. Yeah. You got your complementary players. And we talk about that. And it's cool. And I think there's a lot of potential. There's a lot of work, to grow this, though. We're just starting off. It's a really kind of janky setup, and we're going to make it work, but we're figuring it out. And I think people want to take a ride with us, like, you know, follow this journey. I think it's going to go places. And I just can't wait to get to the point where we can start doing ad reads, because I always wanted to say, use promo code Billy for like 5% off your order for 4 hymns or whatever. It'd be very funny. But no, it's fun. You can, on Instagram, you can follow us _overthelinepodcast_. It's available on, you know, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get podcasts. Search it as Over the Line, with Billy Zerkat and Dan Jacobs. Because there's like, I guess, 15 Over the Line podcasts I've learned. It's not an original name. So we've learned that from experience. And there's another one. My friend's like, hey, are you doing a podcast? I'm like, Human Trafficking? I'm like, dude, and I'm like, that's not us. No, no. Let me go ahead and update that title. So I changed it.
That's not as bad as getting the text about Mikey Piff with XM Radio, which is one of the... that's a whole other podcast, which I think Layla Rahimi's, I think, vented about it for me on another station, which
is great. Funny.
But you're talking to two guys with sports backgrounds who are doing a food podcast too, and we love it.
It's so fun. It's fun. And like, I just think that, like, again, you know, just like being a good athlete, you want to be a 5-tool player. You want to hit things in different spots, mm-hmm. like baseball. Like, I'm floating a lot of stuff out there, but that's just me. You know, I'm not. I don't consider myself a chef, but I'm not a home cook anymore. You know, my food's available in some of the best restaurants in Chicago. I'm not a content creator solely, but that's part of what I do. I'm not a CPG company, but I have a salsa in stores. Like, I do a little bit of everything.
Can we get to the salsa since you mentioned it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sure. We had the salsa.
We had the folks at Caruso's in recently, and they brought in, they're like, check this out. It's a jardinera salsa. And I look, I'm like, Billy, you did a jardinera salsa.
So
it's,
two of them, right?
It's, it's a couple mild diversion.
Mild and hot.
And I love it.
Yeah,
I think
thank
it's just different. I mean, it's kind of what you'd expect out of a jardinera salsa, but if you're looking for something different with a Chicago kick to it, it is so good.
That's so the jardinera salsa, how that whole thing came to be. A couple of years ago, about 2.5 years ago, I did a Taco Tuesday collaboration with Taqueria Shingon.
Nice.
And I made an Italian beef taco. And so you guys know the food that I create, I like to tell stories. The food's either inspired by my life, by Chicago, by my culture, by sports, something. It tells stories, you know? And the idea of that taco is like, let me take the iconic Chicago Italian beef and turn it into a taco. And I didn't want to just throw shredded beef and jardinera and say, oh, here's a taco. Yeah. I just throw it on a tortilla. That's not the point. So what I did was took a chuck roast, seasoned it the way you would Italian beef, but cook it the way you would barbacoa until it shreds. So it's not obviously authentic on either way, mm-hmm. but it's that. But what do you need for a good beef sandwich? Jardinera. What do you need for a good taco? Salsa. So I made a jardinera salsa at home where I took the original actual ingredients in salsa, so like tomatoes, tomatillos, garlic, cilantro, and blended jardinera in there, which gives it much more acid, much more brightness than a traditional salsa. And so I topped it on there with charred sweet pepper. So there's like your sweet pepper element. You got the hot with the salsa, onion, cilantro, cotija, and I made that taco. And people love the taco, and I end up meeting the Crusos. They would come to different events of mine, you know, whether it's the Trip and Billy or different things. And then they, you know, brought me samples of their jardinera. They're like, try your jardinera. So, you know, somebody's going to give me something, whether, you know, any brands, you know, if I got like olive oil or, you know, jardinera in this case, like I want to pay it forward. So I was doing a series called Sunday Sandwiches Online where I would make different sandwiches every week. I made a sandwich called the Caruso, nod to Alex Caruso, mm-hmm. nod to their name. And it was that same concept. It was Italian beef barbacoa, but I made it a torta. And this time I made the salsa with their jardinera, and I ended up collaborating with L&M Fine Foods, and we put it on the menu. And people, again, love the salsa, and they're like, you should jar this stuff. But I don't know anything about that world at all, and I wanted to do it. And it was like weird. It was like, kind of like right place, right time, and I just kind of pitched it to them in the moment. I said, do you guys want to partner with me in this and bring it to life? And brought it to their co-packer, and they loved it, and it took about a year. Now it's been on shelves since last September, and it started at Agora Market. Shout out to them, best grocery store in the city. They're my guys. It started there, but now it's grown. It's at actually every Mariano's location in the Chicagoland area, and it's cool. It's cool seeing my name and logo on a jar, and you know, shout out to the Carusos for helping bring it to life. it's cool, and I'm proud of it because it's something that didn't exist before. It's truly a one of one thing, and it was something I created, and I'm very happy with it. And people loved it. It works really well, and I tell people like use it like any way that you just use a traditional salsa, but also think about if you like to be creative in the kitchen, think about how you would use jardinera. And you could bring that to life and make these like cool fusion dishes where you can make Italian beef nachos and things like that and have fun with it.
That's Billy Zerkat. This is a ton of fun. It's great to have you in studio. Billy has a long list of things going on.
Always.
The collaboration all through August up in Highwood and Lakeview at Alex's.
Yep.
New podcast. Check it out. Stay tuned for Chicago Squares. Football season just about here. The jardinera salsa. What else am I missing?
One more thing. I knew that was coming.
I've been doing a lot of actual like pop-ups this summer, more than I've done. And I've been partnering with my boy Charles, who runs a Mommy Q. If you ever had Charles's barbecue, he's awesome. He's been helping me out a lot. But one of the things has been on my bucket list for a long time. Sunday, September 7th. It's actually the day before the Bears season starts. The Bears play on Monday night, week one. If this was on, if they scheduled me on a Sunday with the Bears on, I would have canceled it. But I am running my own chef series barbecue at Sportsman's Club. So Sportsman's out in Ukrainian Village has been doing this awesome barbecue series since, I think, 2015, 2016.
Awesome.
Where they have a different restaurant come in, they take over, and you create a plate of food. And it's only like the who's who of Chicago restaurants. They don't really do independent people or pop-up people like myself. I am on that list, and I'm doing my own on September 7th.
Awesome.
So,
a little Sunday fun day with Billy.
Sunday fun day with Billy.
Sportsman's awesome.
So thank you guys for having me as always. I really appreciate it.
Billy, thanks for coming in. Check out all of Billy's stuff. You're going to want to try his food and just follow along. Great story. It's been great getting to know you, Billy. So we appreciate you coming into the studio.
Appreciate you guys.
For Mike Piff, I'm Kevin Powell. Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Chicago's Very Own Eats.